This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Cairo today, two rival Palestinian factions agreed to put their differences behind them. The leaders of Fatah and Hamas endorsed a reconciliation accord that both sides hope will mend a bitter and at times violent division. The deal was brokered by Egypt and independent Palestinian groups. It calls for the formation of an interim government that will prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections within a year. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Cairo and has this report.
The official ceremony proclaiming the agreement was delayed by nearly 2 hours, which fed into concerns that the fragile agreement was already in trouble. There were rumors of a disagreement over seating arrangements for the ceremony at the headquarters of the Egyptian intelligence service. But in the end, the leaders of the two parties formally endorsed the deal. After 4 years of animosity and a brief but bloody civil war, there were warm words and some hugs among officials of Fatah and Hamas. Mahmoud Abbas, the head of Fatah and the leader of the Palestinian Authority, said the pact heralds a new era in Palestinian relations.
These 4 years have damaged the Palestinians and the Palestinian national interests. We are meeting to assure, with a united will and one voice, that we are turning the page of division and progressing toward the unity of the state and the rights of the people.
Abbas has come under withering criticism from Israeli leaders for agreeing to a deal with Hamas, which has a long history of terrorist attacks against Israelis. The government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has already taken some punitive action against the Palestinian Authority and says it will not deal with a Palestinian government that includes Hamas. But Abbas shot back today, saying Palestinians do not need permission from anyone to form a new government. Hamas leader Khaled Meshaal took an even tougher line.
Israel does not respect the rights of the Palestinian people. It has rejected Palestinian initiatives for peace, and yet it claims it wants peace. We don't want war with anyone. We want a new strategy that forces Israel to retreat from our land.
The strategy is now focused on the United Nations. The Palestinians plan to introduce a resolution at the General Assembly in September recognizing Palestinian statehood in the West Bank and Gaza. Israel strongly opposes that. Palestinian officials acknowledge there's also concern about how the reconciliation deal will be seen by the international community, wary of Hamas's refusal to recognize Israel. But they are also counting on an early dividend from the accord, the reopening of Egypt's border with the Gaza Strip, mostly closed since Hamas forces seized control of the territory almost 4 years ago. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Cairo.